Let's move on to 8-63.
Authorize a contract for purchase of streetlight poles and associated circuits for Portland General Electric for an amount not to exceed $1,600,000.
Okay, Ms. Moody, Mr. Novick, Mr.
Actually, Koontz. Peter's going to start.
Hello, my name is Peter Koontz. I'm the Division Manager of Signals and Street Lighting for the Portland Bureau of Transportation. Here to represent the Bureau of Transportation in the purchase of the streetlight poles associated with the conversion to LED streetlights. We're about a year into our program and finishing with, of course, some protracted negotiations related to streetlight poles and purchasing them from the utility. That was a requirement of the project. The purchases of 4,257 light poles and 154,755 feet of associated circuits. I checked that myself. And the cost is not to exceed $1.6 million. The project is well on its way. We have good news that we're well on target to be under budget and within the time scale originally decided back in 2012.
Commissioner.
Peter, just to one thing that should be emphasized, I think, is that we're buying these poles from PGE, which will relieve us of the cost of renting the poles for the purpose of having streetlights on them, which will pay for itself in the pretty quick time frame, right?
That's correct. It's a 3.5-year payback. So the rental that we have been paying is something that we have been always looking for an opportunity like this to purchase these poles and to have that opportunity to reduce the costs ongoing.
Great. And I just wanted to clarify the procurement authority on this is a special procurement through City Code 5.33220, and it allows the city to enter into a direct contract without competitive solicitation for price-regulated goods and services when the goods and services can only be provided by a specific regulatory authority, such as PGE. So the action you have before you is to recommend the purchase of the streetlight poles for a not-to-exceed amount of $1.6
million. So this was negotiated, not bid, then?
Right. Correct.
Yeah, okay.
And, Mayor and colleagues, peculiarly, it was negotiated not just with PGE, but with the PUC, because they weigh in on pretty much everything that PGE mm-hmm. does. So partly because of that, they were somewhat protracted negotiations.
So could you just go over the timing of this? I know we decided to do it back in the previous mayoral administration, and then we had the revenue bonds approved, and then we approved some last year. It looks like we have a $1.3 million purchase, and now we've got this $1.6 million. Is this it? Is there more? Could you just walk us step by step with what we've done?
Happy to do that. The lighting efficiency program is essentially, it's as I mentioned before, it's we started that negotiation as a part of the project. We knew that we were going to have to purchase those poles back in 2012 when we made that decision. We presented that to council. So this gives us an opportunity. The negotiations have taken several years now, and we're at the OPUC. They approved the sale that was between PGE and the city. The schedule is before you there. So that initial installation of an LED was really a year out from that decision from council. We did some renegotiation with both the LED provider. The prices of the streetlights were coming down, kind of like a price of a flat screen TV. You can see that the technology has been getting better all the time. So and the costs are cheaper. So we waited a little bit to make sure that the prices that we would have as a part of the overall project could be done within the schedule, within the budget. And the contractor we've been working with, Christensen Electric, they have accelerated their schedule through improved business practices that we have implemented as a bureau. So we're well on our way to completing by 2016. We're really very confident about that, and that was within the scope that was agreed to back in December 2012. Currently, we are using credit instead of doing a bond because the bond prices are still very low. So we're really very confident that at the end of the day, the overall project will be bonded and we'll have all the costs and we'll have a project that we can wrap up and put a bow on and and start the payback process. The payback process for the overall project's 8 years.
So when we approved the bond in 2012, in December 2012, we didn't actually take the money out at that point?
We had great discussions with OMF. They advised us on just doing a line of credit while we were doing the project, line of credit lower than the bond, so we didn't have to pay interest on that immediate amount of money.
I see. And is the so we're thinking that it may come in at less than $18.5 million altogether?
It's looking like that currently.
And you're thinking you'll be planning to come back to us with multiple iterations of $1.something million.
We are. The second to the last bullet there, we are converting 45,000 of our LED streetlights, including 300 for parks. That's all the Cobra heads that you see in the neighborhoods. The ornamental streetlights are something, the historic streetlights that you see in many parks and along the downtown and in different districts. We do not have a program for that just yet. We're working on that currently. Trying to come up with a cost estimate so that we can then have even more savings as a part of that. Those costs for those lights are a little bit more expensive, so we're factoring in the payback right now. So that's our next step. We will be coming back to you for additional requests for funds, but we only want to come back if and only if we need more money. If we can make savings on this project, we see those 11,000 that we can do in-house, we will do those as quickly as possible.
I really appreciate how prudent you're being with the public money. My last question is about the brightness of LEDs. I have the only lamppost in my neighborhood. I mentioned earlier that I live in deep southwest where we don't have many city services. My house is like Narnia. It's the lamppost under which people can meet, and I love it because my house is higher, so the brighter light doesn't shine into our rooms. Is there something that we can do in more traditional streetscapes to stop the lights from shining into people's bedrooms and such?
Yeah, we have so the picture for you is the example of that. Now the good news about the light is that it's a more of a moonlight than the previous light, which was that the yellow glow. So there is a difference. It's essentially we've gotten good feedback, both negative and positive. We actually, as a part of this program, come up with a online program that essentially we can. If you go to the Portland Online, you can click on those streetlights, and we get that feedback directly from citizens. So that's been a really nice way in which to tell the contractor to do different wattages for the different lights. And so if you have a problem, you can call our hotline. It's 865-LAMP. That's 503-865-LAMP, and we get that feedback, or you can do it online.
You can just call 823-4000, which is an easier number to remember, and they'll direct it to you. So neighbors can request a different wattage, which would then be less bright in their homes.
That's right. And the LEDs are brighter at the start, then they burn in, and then take a little bit of time, and they'll get dimmer over time. So that's something that we have. We do field those complaints and work with the community to make sure that we're aiming them in the correct way.
Well, this is a terrific program. What about the streets that currently don't have street lights?
So we, with some of the savings that we're able to look down the road and try to carve out some savings so that when we do get requests, and we do get requests constantly, previously we did not have a way in which to fulfill those requests. So what we're doing is we're collecting those requests and we're going to review them on a six-month basis. And then decide which ones meet the requirements based on an equity lens. So trying to look at from a community standpoint, what is the highest priority? Where might the most pedestrian and bicycle traffic be? And then make investments in the community with additional streetlights where we can. Certainly, we know there are gaps out there, and we're revising our guidelines right now to try to figure out how do we change from our old standards of from the 1980s to current day standards, so that they're more pedestrian and bike friendly than your standard design of the streetlight system. So a lot of those date back from 30 and 45 years ago. So we are looking to make improvements where we can.
This is clearly a terrific program, and I very much appreciate all of your answers. I have also appreciated your commitment to equity and looking at doing the most dangerous areas in the outer areas first rather than starting where there are more people who might be noticing and such. So that's been great. I'd be happy to work with you through the Office of Neighborhood Involvement to perhaps do outreach to some of the neighborhood associations in underserved areas. They might not know that they can ask. So perhaps we could, your staff and mine could work together on that. I'd be very happy to be working with you.
Thank you.
Great. Thank you very much. Other questions or comments for staff? Thank you all very much. Anyone want to speak on this item? If not,
Mayor, just as a point of clarification, so after the council approval of the agreement, we will be transmitting this back to PGE, who will be submitting it to the Oregon Public Utility Commission for final regulatory approval of the utility asset. That's where we were previously. We had negotiated a price. We submitted it to the commission, and staff had some questions, which caused us to have to go back into renegotiations, and which is why we're back before you again with a revised agreement. So we're relatively confident that we've addressed the commission's concerns, at least on the staff level, but we do have that one final hurdle. Hopefully you will not be seeing this again, but just to raise that for you, we do have that one additional process check off before we're done with this.
So council approves this contract at this amount. If it's approved by the PUC, it doesn't come back. If for somehow this goes off the rails, then you do have to come back. Yes.
And hopefully we will not be back again.
Yeah. Okay. Appreciate that clarification. Okay. Motion, please, to adopt the report.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Roll call.
Saltzman?
This is great. Great work. Thank you. Aye.
Novick?
This is a very nice piece of a lovely larger project where we are converting our street lights to LEDs, saving a big hunk of money, saving a bunch of energy, and therefore reducing our carbon footprint. And by making this purchase, we're also going to be, you know, this is going to pay for itself within 3.5 years because we're no longer going to be renting the poles from PGE. And I have to tell you, colleagues, that these discussions with PGE and the PUC were somewhat arduous and at times frustrating, and it's very nice to see them come to a successful conclusion. And thanks to the City Attorney's Office for their help with that as well. Aye.
Fritz.
Commissioner Novick, you're taking transparency to a whole new level in many ways. I mean, this is an excellent report. Thank you for responding to my staff's questions so that, and having the explanations teed up so the public can see them. It's remarkable how much safer the streets are, too. I think that's the other benefit. In addition to the cost savings and the energy savings, it's so much safer. You can see on both sides of the street. I appreciate you had that particular pair of photographs. So thank you very much for all the work you're doing. Aye.
Fish.
Nice work. Thank you. Aye.
Hales.
Yeah, I appreciate the point about safety. Unfortunately, when you're the police commissioner, you get to get this number in your head. As of today, we've had 19 Portlanders lose their lives to violence, homicidal violence, and 22 to automotive violence. And not every accident or crash, rather, can be prevented by engineering, but some of them can. And certainly if people have the opportunity to see a pedestrian or a bicycle rider or another vehicle in time, then those crashes can be avoided. So the safety piece of this really is important, but the climate piece is as well. So I'm really proud of this work. Thank you, Commissioner Novick and PBOT, for moving this forward. And thanks to the rest of the city partners here that have gotten us to this point with PGE. It's good work. Thank you. Aye. Okay.